Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. It's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight, and I'm here in the KGVM studios. We're not out at the Tune Factory tonight. We're in the KGVM studios, and I'm here with a brand new band, I think, really, the Dylan Thomas Band. So thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Woot.
Thank you for having us.
Sweet.
And, yeah, you guys, pretty brand new, I think.
Yeah. First time playing together, and currently we are a duo, so it's just drums, bass, and vocals. So, yeah, I've got Chris over here helping me out with the drums, and I'll be doing the others.
Nice. Yeah, I think that I've seen Dylan. You did a Local Musician Spotlight probably 3 years ago or something,
yeah,
it was,
maybe. 2020 or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a little while. And then I've seen you guys were on, we were in Steven playing drums.
Yeah.
And been on. And Chris, I've definitely seen you with Galvanist, but I think you guys kind of went away before I got a chance. We didn't get a chance to get you guys on a Local Musician Spotlight, but definitely some drumming with Galvanist.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Yeah, we didn't get to play a lot of live shows, mostly studio focused. So unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to be on with you yet. But our guitarist will be returning from school in September. So we are planning on bringing Galvanist back to the Gallatin Valley area.
It's always the guitar player.
Those darn guitar players.
He's got to have goals, silly.
Well, that sounds awesome. So how did this band kind of come to be?
So I've been doing music under Dylan Thomas for the past 5 years, I'd say. I was in New York at the time and then came back during COVID. So this has kind of been a passion project for a while, and it's just kind of switched up a little bit. I think what I did the last musician spotlight, I think I was showcasing some of my more like electronic music, I think, if I remember. And this is, I've been really diving into the post-punk mindset of things. So this is more of that stuff. Super recent written.
Nice. And Chris, I know that you took off for a while and came back. Haven't been back all that long, so it must have been a pretty recent that you guys got hooked up.
Yeah, it was within 3 days of me returning. I went out to Boston for grad school. Didn't end up liking what was going on with the program and et cetera. So got the opportunity to return, which was wonderful. And I talked with Harley, and I was like, man, I'm just dying to play some music. Do you know anyone that looking for a drummer? And he's like, actually, as it turns out. And so we got to, you know, have a jam session.
Yes, sir.
And then we took a little bit of time off, as, you know, life tends to do. And then he contacted me a couple days ago and was like, do you want to play a spotlight? And I was like, absolutely. Any chance.
Nice. Yeah. So is Harley sometimes play bass with you?
Oh, yeah. So he was the original bass player, but he's so busy. He's such a good guy. I really have a lot of respect for him. You know, he's in at least 3 or 4 projects, and they're pretty committed projects. So, he was helping out with bass for a while, and then I've been taking it over for a while just because, you know, musicians, we get busy.
We get busy. That's definitely true. So, you guys are kind of holding things down.
Yeah.
You're drumming, guitar, bass, all sorts of different things.
Vocals.
Yeah.
If I had a piano here, I'd twinkle the keys as well.
Nice. So I think what we're going to do tonight, we've got a setup. You've got some songs that you've recorded we're going to listen to first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about those, and then we'll hear some live stuff.
Absolutely. That sounds awesome.
When I wake up, I feel anxious, but she makes me feel better. When I fall asleep, I feel anxious, but she makes me feel better. When I wake up, I feel but she makes me feel better. When I fall asleep, I feel
All right. Those are some nice recordings. Definitely a little different direction than the last time we were together.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit more, a little bit extra.
Yeah, and so were those, is that kind of just you on those? Or
yeah,
did you record them?
Those were recorded at a friend's house, and I've had, at the time, a more full band. So there was a guitar player and actually two guitar players from Brooklyn, and they were here for some work and stuff, and I found them and got them to record, and then they took off back to New York. I think one of them's in Wyoming still, actually. Great guys, John and Eric, and they were doing the guitars, and then I was on bass and drums and obviously vocals.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun project. It was a really interesting to start exploring more of like an existential feeling and, you know, more of a cathartic music,
yeah,
where it's more of like, there's something in there and you gotta, you know, dig deep to find it. So,
yeah. Yeah. So they're great sound and recordings. Yeah. Did you see, maybe, one more?
Yeah.
Little,
I got
little
a little
jam?
Bit slower one. We can slow it down a little bit. Let's do, I have a little bit, this next song is called Skinny Life and it's, an interesting tune. It's a song, you know, about my life and stuff. And, you know, it wasn't hard to put out or make. It was just one of those situations where it was just, I didn't know words to say until like smacked me in the head. And then I was like, oh, this is perfect. So yeah, definitely a downer, but, you know, like I said, cathartic and introspective. So
nice.
Yeah, Skinny Life.
Cool.
Skinny for a while, should I exercise and waste my time? And you love to see me smile, and I hate to see you cry, but it works for me sometimes. Life is harder when you try hard, it's easy when you're lazy, so don't forget that, baby. And life is darker than you knew it, it's dirty, rotten sewage.
Nice. I like that, life is silly when you're stupid. Some days I feel Life is being really silly.
Yeah, I like, there's a couple good ones in there. It's harder when you try hard, it's easy when you're lazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of always bitten me in the butt.
Yeah, that's
it's harder when you try hard. Yeah, no, it's a really, really special song to me. So, you know, glad that I can start, you know, putting it out there and yeah, playing it and everything.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And next up, I think you're going to maybe do a little acoustic here.
Yeah, I've got my little Bob Dylan here. Let me get it all tuned up. But yeah, this is more of an acoustic sort of situation. I'm not really a guitar player. I've just sort of picked it up from, you know, playing around and stuff. But this was something I kind of did after working at Gibson for like, I was there for almost a year or so. Didn't know how to play guitar before. And now it's like, oh, well, I know everything about this instrument. So yeah, this one's a little more slow as well. So let me just skip this.
Cool.
Just making sure all the levels are good so we have a good sound for all of you. All right.
Nice. Yeah, so kind of the acoustics, you said, pretty new.
Yeah, I've just been learning how to play it, learning how to get it sounding good, too. That's called, it's like you can always play it, but if it doesn't sound good, then what's the point? So,
yeah.
As any instrument musician should know, it's a constant battle trying to get to know your instrument and then get to plug it in right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think the acoustic guitar is definitely there are more things.
They're picky. They're called pickups for a reason. They're a little picky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just, yeah, it's giving a little buzz, but no, it's good. You know, you got to, as I say, that's the sausage being made, you know, you kind of get all the extra good stuff that you don't always get in a radio show.
That's right. If you are just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman. We're Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. We're glad to have you along tonight. This is the Local Musician Spotlight. We're in the KGVM studios with the Dylan Thomas Band. We do want to thank some sponsors. We thank SLAM, supporting local artists and musicians, for helping us do this. And Loken Productions, Pat Loken, not here tonight, but he's the glue that keeps a lot of these spotlights together. And you might see him down at the Filler once in a while, doing sound, promoting shows. So thanks to him. And I think we're getting ready here for some live, a little higher energy stuff, I think, is coming up here.
A fat kid in a saddle household. go. I was a sad kid in a sad old household. 18, I was ready to go. I was ready to go, ready to go. 18, I was ready to go. I was a young kid with the saddest passion. 18, I was ready to go, and I was ready to go, and I was ready to go. I'm feeling A-okay, everything in its place now. I wonder what the hell won't make me this way. I'm feeling A-okay, everything in its place now. I wonder what the
loud.
Nice. Yeah, Chris is giving that drum kit a workout back there.
It needs it. He needs it.
I have my set at home tuned super tight for any extreme metal and all that, so coming on these coated heads tuned low definitely gives me plenty of a workout.
You'll be feeling it tomorrow, maybe.
Feeling it tomorrow. All right, yeah, let's do, I got one more live one for you all. It's this one's called Control. And again, going back to cathartic, you know, being aware of what you are doing to yourself and, you know, in any sense, I think it's important to be aware as yourself as a person and, you know, take control, you know, of your soul. You know, don't just like float around and just go with the wind. I know here in Bozeman, it's awesome, you know, it's very wonderful and beautiful here, but you know, as a musician here, it's important to, you know, actually make an impact and try and push. And, you know, I think that's something that this song, you know, I like to say in this song. And yeah, so let's do it.
waiting. I'm fading. On Jesus Christ, I'm praying. I need it. The feeling. All smiles that I've been needing. I'm heavy. 10 tons now. And still feel way too run down. Exhausted from business. Your daddy got 3 punches. Take control of my soul. Bury me away from pain. All I know is heart and soul. Bury me away from pain.
Right. That sounded
need
great.
A little water after that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to thank you guys very much for coming in. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Yeah. If you want to. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here. And, you know, you do a lot for the community. So I want to thank you as well. You know, you're always... You're at every gig and every show and everything that's happening. And I think, you know, you should take a lot of credit for all the good things happening here in Bozeman music-wise. And, you know, it's awesome. So it's, glad to be here.
It's a lot of fun to do, so.
Yeah, right now I'm just, we've got a few minutes left and... due to my guitar capabilities, due to my lack of guitar capabilities, therefore, I'm going to switch over to the drums. I'm just going to play a little bit. You know, I've been a drummer since I was 9 years old. It's my main instrument. All this stuff that I've been doing with the Dylan Thomas Band has kind of been a totally out of my comfort zone in a good way. And I always like to bring it back to the drums. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'll just play a little bit.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, again, I want to thank you, and looking forward to seeing you guys out, maybe somewhere in the theater near you.
Yeah, we're going to be Labor Temple in August, post Music on Main dates. I think that's the 27th, and then like the first two weekends in August on that Thursday, but yeah.
Yeah, so people, once they get through with Music on Main, wander over to the Labor Temple, and there'll be something going down here.
Yes, please. We will show you a great time.
All right. You have been tuned to the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM Bozeman. We'll be back next Wednesday night to do it again. I don't remember for sure who we've got scheduled. I think we're going to be out in the Tune Factory maybe next week. And we did have to reschedule. We had Nickels and Bones lined up, and there was a mishap, and they weren't able to make it this week. So hopefully they'll be back in action here pretty soon. But you can tune in 7 to 8 on Wednesday evenings. And keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We're going to play the Golden Hour from last week again tonight. Danny always does a great show. I'll be back at 10 to do some nocturnal transmissions for you. And have a great night, everyone.